We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory.
Thanks to the faithful one that give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's giving Jesus Christ.
Because he's giving Jesus. his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. This morning we want to give thanks unto the Lord. And wherever you are listening unto me at this time, I want you to propose in your heart to give thanks unto the Lord. But let me tell you, as a ministry, see that Generation Gospel Outreach, we have every cause to thank our God and our Lord. 6 years have passed by, just like yesterday. I will not be speaking much about this today. Next Sunday, we are going to have a lot of time for worship, intimate worship, thanksgiving, and then maybe I will be speaking more. But suffice to say that God has been gracious to us as a ministry. When this ministry started, there was a lot of skepticism from several quarters. But today, 6 years down the road and still counting, the Lord has been faithful. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. Not because of what we can do, but because of what he has supposed to do. Not because of our own ambition and pursuit, but because of his own purpose. We give thanks unto him. But unto every one of us, I want to also know that the month of May is rolling by, and the 5 months have gone in this year. I want you to know that even there's nothing else, the fact that you are alive today and kicking, you need to give thanks unto him. The Bible says we should enter into his court, into his gate with thanksgiving. Every day we wake up is a testimony of his faithfulness. If you are in doubt, I wish you could ask John Joy of Minneapolis. If you think that just being able to wake up in the morning and breathe in and breathe out is not enough reason to praise the Lord, I wish you could ask George Floyd, who was denying of something that very basic. I was shouting, "I cannot." He was denied of something that we take for granted. What was that? Breath. And today you are breathing in and breathing out, and you are complaining, "I don't have this, I don't have that." I think we were taught the wrong science in schools. You know why? What are the best three basic necessities of life as we are taught? Food, shelter, and what? Clothing. Food, shelter, and clothing. We are taught that these are the three basic necessities of life. So that science gave us the wrong mentality. When your theology is wrong, your philosophy is wrong. And therefore, we thought that the only reason we need to be the type of one that have gone out of food, we have a good place that we can be proud of, and we have things we can show as holy. Breath, I think, should be the first basic necessity of life. Little wonder, go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4. He said, "For him that is joined to all the living, there is hope." For him that is joined to all God is living, there is hope. Why? Because a living dog is better than a dead lion. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Because a living dog is better than what? A dead lion. You may not have anything or not much. The pandemic might slow down your plan and your pace of acceleration, but you are still alive, you are still kept. You need to know, you need to praise the Lord. When you look at dog and you look at lion, both of them are cannibals. The lion is a lion. And the dog should actually envy the lion because he has no chance in the case of hunger. If the dog is kept alive and the lion is taken 6 feet behind the surface of the earth, which one is better? Let me tell you, my brother and my sister, so many lions and so many giants have gone through this pandemic. Lions and giants who are powerful, more powerful, who are more resources, who are more facility, who had more privileges, they are departed the surface of the world since this pandemic. It might not yet be over totally, but let me tell you, the worst is over. The worst is over, and the Lord is still keeping you by what? By his mercies. Psalm 130 verse 7 says that, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. Let me tell you, it is the mercy of God that has kept you. It is despite whatever you might have done that you think you are at your chest, the main reason you are still here and we are standing today is by the mercy of God. So this morning or this afternoon, where you are going to speak, whatever time zone, know that this is time to give praise to the Lord. And I want us to quickly read Psalm 118 verse 1 to 6. Psalm 118 verse 1. And all give thanks unto the Lord, for his good, because his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 3, let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 4, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 5, I call upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. I call upon the Lord in my distress. Verse 5, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Let me reiterate again that the Lord has kept you by his mercies, despite all the stress, despite all the trauma through this pandemic. But let me tell you one import of that verse 5. He said that, I call upon the Lord in my distress. And what did he do? What was the answer of the Lord? Set me in a large place. After a trial, promotion will follow.
after a period of distress, after a period of trouble, after a period of trauma, if you know how to give thanks unto Lord for keeping you through the time, and you call upon his name, he is going to promote you. If the only thing you have on your lips is not the complaint about the woes, about the challenges, about the problem, but you can muster the faith to praise his name, and in faithfulness you call upon him, promotion will follow. You know, one thing is that many times what we want to see is the hand of God. When we are going through challenges, when we are passing through difficult situations, what we normally want to see at that point in time is God to show his hand. But really the first thing we should do is for us to seek his face. For anybody that seeks the face of God, he will experience the hand of God. And the only way you can seek the face of God is to approach him with thanks. That's the way by you can approach him. I was reading something about the life of Moses, and this thing actually struck me as I was meditating and praying for this message. If you look at the Exodus chapter 33, I may not read it because of our time, but I want to look at it. Exodus chapter 18, verse 18 to 30. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18 to 21. In that passage, Moses spoke unto him, said, I want to see your glory. He sought to see the glory of God. And when you want to see the glory of God, you actually ask God, I want to see your face. If you read that passage for, okay, maybe we should read it so that I just wanted to summarize it because of that, but let's read it. Exodus chapter 9. And he said, I beseech you, show me your glory. Go to verse 9. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord, and I proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will be show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. Verse 20. And he said, you cannot see my face. What does that mean? When Moses was saying, show me your glory, he was indirectly saying, show me your face. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Look at the way God answered Moses. Moses said, show me your glory. But God said, you cannot see my face. For there shall no man see my face and live. Now, look at verse 21. Verse 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock. Go to verse 22. You will stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, when my glory pass by, that I will put you in a cliff of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. You will not see my face, but you will see my hand, because my hand will cover your face. And look at verse 23, which is the last verse. Actually, it's verse 18 to 21, 23. And I will take away my hand, and you will see my back part, but my face you will not see. Moses wanted to see the face of God. But God said, no. You will see my... Because when somebody come and cover his hand, your face with his hand, by the time I remove his hand, will you not see the hand? Are you getting what I'm saying now? I come to you, I cover my face with your hand. When I remove it, you will see that hand. So God said, look, you want to seek my face,
You want to see my glory? Good. But you will see my hand. What does that mean? The easiest way to see the hand of God is to seek his face. But many people, the only thing they try to do is to first to ask God, I want you to move. I want your miracle. I want your wonder. I want your sign. Every time you are saying that, you say, one God will show his hand. But you don't even need to do that. By the time you seek the face of God, God of his own volition will do what? We seek his hand, we show his hand. And I say unto everyone, listen unto me this time. I don't know whether it's morning where you are, or afternoon or evening. It is my prayer this morning that every area where you are seeking God, the Lord will show his hand. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, are you looking for the hand of God or the face of God? This morning, if you want to really want God to move, you need to seek his face. And you cannot seek his face if you do not come with thanks. Enter his gate with what? With thanksgiving. And that is why when you look at the first Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11, says seek him continually. Second, first Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11 says seek him continually. So this morning, as we are giving thanks unto the Lord, I want to challenge you. Whatever you are passing through, whatever is your situation, give thanks unto him. Every day you wake up, say, God, I thank you. Every time you come into your house, say, God, I thank you. You may not have enough food to eat. You have abundance of air to breathe. Say, for that alone, God, I thank you. As you are thanking God, you are seeking his face. And as you are seeking his face, he will show his hand. I pray until this morning, any area where you are lacking, every area where you are in need, God will show his hand. You will see the hand of God. You will experience the hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you are seeking his face, you are petitioning, you are making requests. But sorry, when you are seeking his hand, you are petitioning, you are making requests. But when you are seeking his face, you are saying, God, I want your glory. I want to see your glory. And let me tell you something. Why it is good to seek his face before expecting his hand. God is a merciful God. And I'm trusting God this morning that as we are winding down the 6 years of this ministry, the Lord will show his hand. Amen. In your life, in your situation. You know why? You know why I believe that? For the period of creation, how many days? 7 days. God labored for 6 days. But by the time he entered on the seventh day, what happened? My dear brother, as long as the Lord liveth, as long as the Lord is on the throne, every your labor, you are a member of this ministry, you have been going through laboring, you have been toiling, you have been struggling. Today mark the 6 year of this ministry. The Lord will bring a hand to your struggle, to your trauma, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I invoke the calling and the grace upon this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus to everybody who is listening, who is hearing me. Because God rested after 6 days of hard work, of hard labor. And on the seventh day, he entered into rest. Everything that says you are not going to rest, everything that says you are going to struggle, as this day is ending, that marks the 6 year of this ministry, the Lord will take those things away out of your life, out of your ways, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. When you are toiling, when you are struggling, the Lord cannot put away his eyes. When you are the one of those who are seeking his face. If you look at Mark chapter 6 verse 48, I want us to read this. The book of Mark chapter 6 verse 48. Mark chapter 6 verse 48. Not verse 4, verse 48. Let me read it. And he said unto them, and he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came unto them walking on the sea. King James Version says, and he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them, about the fourth watch of the night. The disciples, they were seeking the Lord. They followed him. They abandoned everything. And he told them to go onto the other side. They obeyed his word. But the enemy came with the winds. Turbulent wind. Serious storm. And the Bible said they were toiling, rowing until the fourth watch of the night, which means they did not sleep throughout the night. Do you know the fourth watch of the night? Fourth watch of the night, according to the way time was segregated at that time, was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. The first watch of the night is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Second watch is 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. Third watch is 12 midnight to 3 a.m. And the fourth watch, which is the last watch, because it was the end of day and night, is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., which means throughout the night they were struggling. I don't know the struggle you are going through. I don't know the trauma, the thing that doesn't allow you to sleep in the night. You go to bed, but your eyes cannot close. Even when you are close your eyes, your mind is troubled. You are sleeping because your mind is not sleeping. But the Bible says he came unto them. My Lord will come unto you now. Amen. I say my Lord will come unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My brother and my sister, God labored for 6 days. But on the seventh day, he entered into rest. I speak to every member of this ministry. You have been part of this work. You have been part of this mission. But there are storms in your life. There are trouble you are dealing with. At this time, my Lord will show up. In the mighty name of Jesus. And to everyone who is listening to me, anywhere you are, no matter the trouble you are going through, I want to know this is time that God wants to show his hand. Finally, I just want to read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Remember, I'm talking about give thanks. Say, be careful. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And if I read it from Amplified Version, it says, do not be anxious or worried about anything. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, and in bracket, definite request, with thanksgiving,
continue to make your wants known to God.
God is encouraging us that we should not be anxious. You should not be fretting. But there's only one thing to do in every circumstance. See, he said in prayer and petition. And put in bracket, definite request. When you are petitioning, you are asking God to show his hand. You are asking God for miracle. You are asking for intervention. Those are definite requests. But let it be with thanksgiving, not with complaints, not with murmuring, not with disaffection, not with disillusion. Sometimes when people are troubled, even the prayer they offer is with delusion. The prayer they offer is with murmuring. The prayer they offer is with disaffection. But God said, with thanksgiving. Because anytime you are thanking God, you are seeking his face. And when you seek his face, he will show his hand. So this morning, I say and I declare into every life, whatever devil request you are going to make this morning, the Lord is going to show his hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is going to show up in your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. As I close this service this morning, and tomorrow we are going into the full anniversary celebration, I want you to rise up anywhere you are. You are watching me. You are listening to me. And let us give thanks unto the Lord that he has kept us through this pandemic. Yes, many things might have changed, but our lives have been kept. And for everyone that is joining to the living, there is hope. And because God is alive, he will still work wonders in our lives. This morning, or after, or evening, or anywhere you are listening, I don't know your time zone, I want you to stand up anywhere you are. And we go give thanks unto God. Let us enter his gate with thanks. Let us enter his court with praise. Let us bless his name. Thanks, thanks, we give you thanks.
Thanks for you have done. We are so blessed. Our souls have found rest. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. Our souls have found rest. Oh, Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you have done.
I want you to begin to thank the Lord for his grace upon your life. As we thank God
for his mercy upon this ministry for the past 6 years. Storm arose, wind blew, but God has remained faithful. Yes, since beginning of this year, there have been challenges. Many have come, souls have departed, the high and mighty are falling, but you are still standing. I want you to begin to thank the Lord and bless his name. Just early this morning, I received an early call, and somebody was asking me for United States of America. I said, how are people over there with you? How many of them are falling victim? I said, by the grace of God, there's none. He said, how did it happen? That two of his colleagues are already dead. Are we better off? Are we more faithful? It is just the grace of God. We must thank him. We must bless his name. We must appreciate him. Forget about what you are yet to have. But when we give him what belongs unto him, he will release unto all what we need to have.
You are the Lord from beginning to the end.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
And now listen unto me, because he is a God from beginning to the end, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. This is a God that work and toil and labor for 6 days. But on the seventh day, labor and struggle went away. He entered into rest. I am going to prophesy into your life this morning, or whether it's afternoon where you are or evening. Taking a cue from Mark chapter 6 verse 48, I want you to read it anywhere you are. Look at it again. Say, he saw that they were in serious trouble. That's New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, I want to read from the New Living Translation. He saw that they were in serious trouble, rowing hard and struggling against the wind. He saw they were in serious trouble. They were rowing hard and thirdly, struggling against the wind and waves. What kind of wind and wave are you struggling against today? In what kind of trouble you have? Look, these people, their own trouble was not just all night trouble. Serious trouble. About the 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them. Hallelujah. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came walking on the water. Jesus had to overcome the barrier between them and him to
to reach them where they were troubled. They were in serious trouble. They were laboring. They were toiling. Not just, it said, rowing hard. But God, He performed a miracle. He came to them. God is coming to you now.
Amen.
God is coming to your situation now.
Amen.
I know my God is able. He's able. He's able.
I know my God is able to carry me through.
Carry me through.
I know my God is able. He's able. He's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. For He has been a broken hearted. He raised the dead. He healed the sick and has walked upon the sea. I know my God is able. He's able. He's able, He's able. I know my God is able to carry me through.
I am talking about God that walked upon the sea to save His own that were in serious trouble. Now call upon that God just for about 1 minute now, and I'm going to pray for you. Yes, Jesus saw that people were in serious trouble. No matter how serious your trouble is, it's nothing before God. He saw they were rowing hard and they were struggling. I don't know, the struggle you are going through is nothing before God. They were struggling against wind and waves. The wind and waves combined together and threatening to wreck their ship, to sink their ship. The enemy is threatening you in any area of life. He's threatening your dream. He's threatening your marriage, your marital life. He's threatening your career. He's threatening your peace. He's trying to sink your peace. He's trying to sink your ship. But God saw them and He came to them. This morning, ask God to come unto you. Ask God to come unto you. Ask God to come unto you. Man seke pepepe sumpo ranga gaga gaga rokokoko sopoli baba ranga gaga sampaliga ringege simpoligo rumabaka sapa ragaka sampaliga. The last part of that Mark chapter 6 verse 48 in New Living Translation, he intended to go past them. He had planned to go past them. But when he saw them in serious trouble, when he saw them they were rowing hard, when he heard that they called unto him, he came towards them. His plan was to pass by. But when they called, he came towards them. Pass me not to
Hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, dost thou ask God? Only do not pass me by, gentle Savior, Savior.
I pray for everyone at this time, anywhere they are listening or watching, my Lord and my God, connect them with grace now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, they are in trouble. They are battling against the waves. Father, they are facing the threat of the enemy. But this morning, or this time, I pray that you will arise and steal every wind that is contrary to their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Every storm raging in their lives or in their hearts, Lord, today, steal the storm in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you saw the disciples in trouble, came towards them, Lord, this morning, everyone listening, everyone watching, everyone who's connected to this service, Lord, I pray, show up. In their lives, in their situation, intervene quickly in the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, today marks the 6th year of this ministry. You work hard for 6 days, you labor for 6 consecutive days, but on the 7th you enter your rest because you are still the same God. I pray unto everyone who has connected to this ministry, one way or the other, who have been part of this work, one way or the other, whatever may be their struggle, whatever may be their challenges, Father, grant them rest from their trouble from now onward in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As this day is going away, let their trouble go away.
Amen.
Let their struggle go away.
Amen.
Let their trauma go away.
Amen.
And as you keep them and wake up tomorrow, they wake up tomorrow morning, let them wake up into a new height,
Amen.
Into a new glory.
Amen.
Into a new face,
yes.
Into a face of rest,
yes.
Into a face of advancement,
yes.
Into a face of glory,
yes.
Into a gate, into the face of joy and testimony,
yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We see here, thank you. We see, thank you. We see, praise you forevermore. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.